Like many of Cirque's shows, Corteo features larger-than-life performances and a variety of acts. But artistic director Mark Schaub says they're centered around the story of Mauro, a clown approaching the end of his life.
He's either imagining his funeral, or he's dreaming about it, or he's actually there. And Corteo is really a parade of his life passing before this central character. It's a celebration of that life in the circus.
To match this theme, Schaub says many of the individual acts are centered around specific periods, such as childhood, represented by childlike actors bouncing on a trampoline-like bed.
It's very playful and very childlike. There's another act that represents his past lovers, and they're doing aerial work on these beautiful chandeliers. We have flying acts, we have a teeterboard act, we have a suspended pole.
Musical director Roger Hewitt says these moments are accentuated by an eclectic score.
We've got everything from sort of flamenco feel to some folk to some tango music and sort of like just about everything in between.
Hewitt says working with this score can be challenging because the show makes use of very few pre-recorded tracks. As a result, he often has to adjust the band's performance on the fly.
I'm the one that has the decision-making process of actually deciding what section goes with which music. Like, okay, we hold it here for a few measures because something happened, or you know, they're taking their time to prepare, or they moved ahead, skipped something. So keeping everybody in order on that line.
Corteo also differs from Cirque's other performances in that its makeup and costumes are much less fantastical. Schaub says this was a deliberate choice.
It allows the audience to get into the drama and the comedy and the emotions that are taking place on stage.
Corteo is also one of Cirque's earlier performances, having been initially conceived in 2005.
Corteo toured for 10 years in the Big Top, and now we're starting an arena tour that could go for 5 to 7 years.
Cirque switched to the arena format in order to reach more cities, and debuted in New Orleans back in March. Rockford is the fourth city in this new tour, and Hewitt says they managed to keep several elements from the Big Top performance.
We still have the split stage, so the arena show for this particular performance of Corteo isn't down one end of an arena like it usually is.
But on the musical front, Hewitt says they've made a few adjustments.
The music has changed quite considerably since the original creation in that, yes, it is shorter. It's a lot more dynamic, I find, now. We have new musicians on the show as well. And some of the transitions between the acts are a little bit shorter, but they work extremely well with the new format that we have.
The musicians are also in full view of the audience in pits next to the stage. Hewitt says this makes them part of the act.
Whereas we see the personal aspects of the artists on stage, when it comes to the musicians, we do wear some pretty crazy heavy makeup, actually. Yeah, very time-consuming to put on, but it's a lot of fun.
But these grandiose shows aren't without risk. On March 17th, acrobat Yann Arnaud fell to his death during a performance of the show Volta in Tampa, Florida. It was the third such death of a performer for Cirque du Soleil in the past 5 years, and halted further performances of that show. When asked about how Cirque is handling safety, Schaub emphasized that all performers are trained with the goal of preventing accidents before they even happen, and said Arnaud's death rippled throughout the troupe.
When something happens to one of us like that, it really affects us all.
Nevertheless, both Schaub and Hewitt are enthusiastic about Corteo, and say that the character of Mauro's remembrance of life pays tribute to the circus itself.
I think that by looking at the passing of a clown, is a chance to also celebrate the clown, to celebrate this character, to celebrate his life and all the different aspects of it.
Hewitt also reassures fans that the show has elements that will appeal to everyone.
Corteo has, despite the sort of slightly deep context surrounding it, it is in fact a very, very fun show. I mean, we're very close to the audience as musicians, and I can hear the response of the children sort of close to me, really enjoying what they see. So it's a good, fun family show.
Corteo runs through the weekend at Rockford's BMO Harris Bank Center. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.